This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Allah Loves. So we talked about how ihsan, excellence, is what allows you to really be in hot pursuit of a higher degree of Allah's love. And ihsan is what makes you special as a human being as well, because your choosing to worship Allah to a higher level is precisely what Imam Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah said would allow a human being to be elevated even beyond an angel in rank in the sight of Allah. Because an angel has no choice but to obey Allah. When a human being goes beyond obedience and does even more actions of voluntary praise, voluntary love, voluntary worship, they distinguish themselves in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are elevated to a higher position in paradise as a result of that. And so today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite hadiths, but I'll get probably two hadiths in before I get to that to sort of build up to it, because there's a nuance in this hadith that I've noticed when people talk about it, they often lose out on it. The Prophet ﷺ was told by a companion of his that I was praising Allah with some words of praise, and the Prophet ﷺ said, increase in praise, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يُحِبُّ الْحَمْدِ, because your Lord loves to be praised. And the Prophet ﷺ said in another narration to Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, he was asked, what are the words that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. So my Lord is glorified. How perfect is my Lord? And may He be praised as well. So when you say Subhanallah, you are praising the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say Alhamdulillah, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, you are praising Him in that perfection. And you add into that thana and shukr. You add into that an element of praise and gratitude. So subhanallahi wa bihamdihi really brings together both the declaration of Allah's perfection and your own imperfection, and then the declaration of gratitude and praise in light of Allah's perfection and your own imperfection. So that's the second hadith. The third one though, it has the same words, but it gives a very beautiful message and meaning. It's Abu Dharr, again, who narrates this hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ was asked, what is the most beloved words of praise, or what is the most beloved expression of praise in the sight of God? The Prophet ﷺ said, الَّذِي اصطفاهُ لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, الَّذِي اصطفاهُ لِمَلَائِكَتِهِ. The words that Allah chose for His angels. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّي وَبِحَمْدِ. Subhana Rabbi wa bihamdi. How perfect is my Lord and with His praise. How perfect is my Lord and may He be praised. So the Prophet ﷺ said, these were the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for the angels to glorify Him with. And that's why they're the most beloved of words, because we rise even beyond the angels when we choose to glorify Him with those words in a heartfelt way and in a way that manifests itself in our actions and in pursuit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, كَلِمَتَانْ حَبِيبَتَانْ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ. He said that there are two expressions that are beloved to the most merciful. They are خَفِيفَتَانْ عَلَى الْلِسَانِ. They are light on the tongue. ثَقِيلَتَانْ عَلَى الْمِيزَانِ. But they are heavy, two expressions that are heavy on the scales of good deeds. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. How perfect is my Lord and may He be praised. How perfect is my Lord the Almighty. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. So this is the expression that matches the ihsan in pursuit, that matches the excellence in pursuit. Always keep your tongue busy with these two expressions that are most beloved to the most merciful. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. How perfect are you, my Lord, and may you be praised in that. How perfect are you, O Allah. So continue to praise Allah with that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who become praiseworthy by our praise of Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who pursue that praise in trying to perfect ourselves in understanding His own perfection, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.